Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, it's just fluffle. It's not a
scrab. I meant hit it, like start.
Oh. Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. And this week, it's week two of Sepotember. And we got a great episode for you today. This was a good idea.
Thanks.
I'm saying Sepotember 2023 was a good idea.
Awesome.
We've got plenty of ideas. I only wish there were more weeks to be able to do them all. But we only have the cream of the crop. Today, we're going to talk about a, quote, banging restaurant potato salad, end quote, and try making prepared
gnocchi.
Oh my gosh, you were ready to help me.
I looked it up
were ready to help me.
Well, I thought we'd be saying it a lot in the episode, so I did look up the pronunciation to be sure, yes.
Well, and we're going to try making prepared gnocchi in the air fryer. Eh?
Huh?
And to see... God, you're getting mad because I'm not... reading your little script.
I work really hard on this.
I know. I was trying to add a little of my sauce to it.
I love it.
And then you were staring daggers into me, and that derailed me from my little sauce. I'll admit, gnocchi derailed me on its own a little bit.
Yeah.
That teetered me just enough for your frustration that I wasn't doing what was on the paper.
Yeah.
To like knock me further off balance.
You just tumbled like a potato on an uneven surface. You just rolled.
Would you?
Forget it. Just forget it.
Would you?
Whatever.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's whatever.
It's funny. That's good.
It's good.
We're having fun.
We're doing great. This is great, guys.
If I could, do you want me to take this as is? We'll keep both takes, but so the listener can know
sure.
The dish that you prepared. This week, Sepotember continues. We're going to talk about a banging restaurant potato salad and try making prepared gnocchi in the air fryer to see what that's all about. How you doing, Becky?
Hey.
Happy Sepotember, week two.
It's the week two of Sepotember.
You know, we missed a week. Sepotember should have started on the September 1st episode.
Yeah, we missed Sepotember the 1st. But it kind of snuck up on us, listener.
It kind of really didn't, and we said... on the pod the week before that Sepotember was coming.
Yeah.
So.
We apologize. Just like in general.
I make no apologies.
For the whole podcast.
Now you seem to have caught the bug of bagging on our podcast, which I've decided I'm going to do less of. But now it's like, it doesn't matter how healthy I get if you're sick.
Listener, I'm going to tell you a story that will explain why I'm feeling a little glum today. Here's why.
Oh my God.
What? It's not skating related.
Is it not?
No. Well, it's like tangentially skating related.
Is it the foot?
Yes, it's about my
foot. It's skating related. It's 100%
skating related. Listener, on Saturday, Dave and the child and I decided that we were going to take the e-bikes out.
Hold on.
Yes?
So I wake up at normal people hours. The child wakes up at early hours. Hold on.
Yes.
Let me...
You slept in that day.
Until 9:30,
you said.
I was trying to make you feel better. We went out late Friday the night before.
Really late.
Really late. So I skipped my run. I slept in all the way until 9:30. Okay. That helps you, yes.
It makes a big difference.
Hanging out with the kid. Having a ball. Playing video games. Making coffee. Sipping coffee. Yeah, he's not. I am. And then I get a wild idea. I'm like, hey, buddy, you want to go ride bikes to get donuts? We do donuts. It's Saturday. And he's like, do I? And I was like, yeah, maybe we go to La Fruta. Maybe we make a whole like morning out of it. He's like, do I? I was like, yeah. So then I text you and I say, hey, we're going. This is like 10:30, 11.
10:30-ish.
Okay, if that helps you. It's 11. All of a sudden you come careening out the door. I'm like, hey, do you want to get donuts? We're going to ride bikes to get donuts. You should come. It'll be fun. You come careening out the door and you're like, hey,
wait for me.
Yeah.
So Dave gets out the e-bikes. We pull ourselves together. We get on the e-bikes. I've got the kid on the back of my bike. Dave's got the bike that doesn't have a seat for the kid.
Yeah.
We start to go down the street. I'm just kind of coasting at this point. We live on a hill. So we're like, I'm coasting down the hill. I notice that the breeze that the coasting generates is causing this front thingy to flap, flap, flap.
We have, all right.
It's a, like a, not a pannier because it's on the front.
No, it's a box.
It's a little box with like a, it's got a canvas cover thingy.
Velcro.
And that Velcro's down and it was flapping. And I was like, oh dang, something's going to come flying out of this thing. It's going to like fly back and hit us. Mm. I'm just going to adjust it. So instead of stopping, I leaned over and tried to fix it while
big bike.
Coasting on this big heavy e-bike, and I lost my balance and fell over.
Within eyesight of the house.
Yeah. The house was so close.
Yes.
I'd gone like 5 feet.
Yeah.
Bike fell on me.
I hear you gasp.
Yeah. This was a...
But unfortunately, does not blip on my radar.
No.
You might have seen a cute dog. You might have seen furniture on somebody's porch change. Yeah. Like they got a new couch or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but then I hear the kid exclaim.
Yeah.
And I turn around and I see you on your side, bike's on the side. Not an uncommon thing to see in the space of our life together.
Yeah, yeah.
But still alarming.
Yeah.
I run over. You're trying to pick the bike up.
Yeah, the bike had
let me do it.
The bike had landed on my leg.
Yeah.
I have a big bruise where because it's an e-bike, it's heavy.
About 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I lifted it up. I got out from under the bike. The kid was fine. I did confirm he was fine first, but then I realized that I was bleeding from several places on my hand, on my knee, and the top of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And listener, the scrape on my foot that the asphalt made was... not great.
It's
gross. It's gross and it hurts so bad. Yeah. I can't even put a sock over it.
Yeah.
It hurts to like have the fabric of the sock touching it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've been just like on the couch binging Buffy, which seems really fun, but I would like
skate.
To
skate.
I want to skate.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. I haven't skated since
before you fell off the bike.
In almost a week.
No. Mm-hmm. It'll be a week tomorrow.
That's almost a week.
Depends. Depends on how you're measuring it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I got you. Anyway, I'm kind of glum. I miss being on my skates and zooming around. And anyway, I guess I took that out on the podcast and I apologize.
I'm not connecting these dots the way that you're connecting them.
Because I'm glum because I've been
sick. But you're not glum. I mean, you are. You're, in general, you want to be doing things that you cannot do. Mm-hmm. But you're not, like, snapping at us. You're not expressing it. It's not manifesting in your day-to-day.
No.
Which is a testament to you and your maturity. But I'm just saying, what this is you kind of contorting, you just being mad at me because I didn't do the thing that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an evergreen gripe.
Yeah.
You squoze that into a reason to talk about this.
Y'all, I can't.
To really talk about how you couldn't skate.
I couldn't skate and it was awful. My skate pal Kim came over today and brought me a Get Well Soon card.
This is getting into Dear Diary territory.
Tomorrow I'm going to go watch some people skate. Anyway, that's how pathetic I am. Dave, how are you, though?
Well, let me tell you. Got a little dead weight around the house.
You really do.
I'm having to move my way around this dead weight.
It's a real problem this week.
I don't want to get into all this, but we had to clear out some rooms of our house for some work that ended up not happening. Had to move like 4 rooms worth of stuff into the rest of the house. Yeah, we have that many rooms. And then the work didn't end up happening. So we had to move all the stuff back. you hurt your foot on day one of the moving stuff out.
Yeah.
Stayed on it, threw the moving stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Propelled by adrenaline. Which
made it worse.
Way worse.
Right, which is why you were useless, not your fault, on the, well, kind of your fault, because you didn't take it easy like from day one, but I don't blame you. On the move back in, it was all me.
Yeah.
And it continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We moved everything out of the front half of the house into the back half of the house.
Now they know we have 8 rooms.
Well, was it seven?
Let's count our rooms.
No, three rooms in the front.
I'm paying for 5 rooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 rooms. Mm-hmm. 4 entryways. 1 extension of a room.
4 rooms with doors is what you're saying.
We have 10 rooms in our house. That's 11 so many if you rooms. Count that room.
You mean the laundry room?
If you count that room.
The foyer?
11 if you count that room.
Oh, that room.
11 if you count that room. He means, so we have 10 rooms.
He means the foyer.
So we have 10 rooms. But they're little rooms.
Yeah.
Some of them are bathrooms.
Yeah.
4 of them are bathrooms.
Oh, if only.
Well, you want a 2-bed, 4-bath?
It sounds great.
That would be great.
That would be like on Selling Sunset. I'm always marvel when I'm watching Selling Sunset. I always marvel when I'm watching
Selling. Are you Iron Man or are you?
Miss Marvel, obviously. She's so cool. They always have these houses and it'll be like 18 bedrooms, 26 bathrooms. Why do they need so many extra bathrooms? I could see like a guest bathroom. Guests.
And multiple family members.
But that's extra.
Do you want to know who I'd marvel?
Why do you need, even if every bedroom had an ensuite, I can't see needing more than like, and surely these are mansions. There's a pool house with a bathroom.
Yeah.
But doesn't that count as a bedroom too with a bathroom? I don't understand. What are all these extra?
A bedroom with a bathroom counts as both on the listing. It's a bed and a bath.
Right. So that would be 18 bedrooms, 18 bathrooms, but it's always 18 bedrooms, 27 bathrooms. Right.
There's a pool house. There's a basement bathroom. There's like, I'm all for put more bathrooms everywhere. Give me options.
Toeheads, if you live in a Selling Sunset mansion, could you please explain to me what all these extra bathrooms are for?
Did you want to know who I marvel? Who it would be if I marvel?
I would.
Haven't really thought about it. You want to talk some takeout or you want to do Buffy Bites?
Let's do a Buffy Bite Rar. I've been watching Buffy.
Please be done. Please finish.
I'm almost done.
Please finish.
I'm like more than halfway through season 7 right now.
I can't handle double the theme song in my life.
I like the theme song.
I'm not an indictment on the theme song. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. I know every line of it or every note of it. And it's not because I'm watching it a lot.
What's your Buffy bite,
Dave? Because you're watching. Oh. This is... Becky?
Yeah.
You can't take the momentum that I've created in choosing to watch Buffy, then go whole hog. Could not be a wholer hog that you are going into Buffy.
Yeah.
Watch Buffy loudly in the house all the time. Try to co-opt Buffy Bites into your updates with Buffy. And then get upset with me when I talk about what I don't like about your Buffy watching. You're trying to make this your Buffy Bites.
I don't want it to be. I want it to be yours. Tell me what's going on with your journey.
Seth Green is a wolf man.
Yeah, he is.
Seth Green is a wolf man.
Oh, yeah.
He's...
Did you watch him do the change yet?
Yes.
Did you see the wolf costume?
I saw
costume?
The half wolf. I don't know if I saw the costume. Yeah, I mean, I must have seen the costume.
Oh, it's so bad. I love it.
I saw him. He was in his little JNCOs.
Yeah, he was.
And his little baggy shirt. And then he went and like did a theatrical like crouching behind He acted like he was staggering around, but he really did like a what a five-year-old would do to crouch and hide behind a couch. And then the camera followed him around the couch, and he turned around, and it was the half Seth Green, half Wolfie face. And he was like, "Well, you've got to stay away." But I don't want to. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good fun like twist, that. Right?
Yeah. But then I don't like this Monster Mash aspect of the show where they're all hanging out together now. Like Buffy is this person who has a window into the occult. She is not occult herself. I don't know how you'd say that. She's not supernatural herself.
I mean, she has super strength.
She has super strength, but she did not inherit like a magic potion or something, or an amulet or something like that. Like, she's not a magical being, is she?
I don't think so. I think she's just the chosen one.
I feel like the show would have let you know if she was magical, because anybody who has any sort of magical property walks around with a big flashing arrow over their head saying, what's this magic person going to do in this situation? How are they going to refer to their magical situation? So there were a bunch of humies fighting the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
exploring the supernatural, working with the supernatural. And now you got Angel,
mm-hmm.
little vamp lawyer boyfriend, vamp adult hanging out and dating. So now he's in the gang. He's not in the gang right now. He's bad guy right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, we already talked about that. But now you got Seth Green. You got mm-hmm. Wolfie coming in.
Yeah.
And he's presumably, like, they're dating. So he's just going to, like, hang out and be part of the gang, right? You got, I know for a fact, because somebody else in the house is watching Buffy, that Willow gets magic and becomes, like, a witch. So now it's the Monster Mash.
It's a graveyard smash.
Not to me.
Oh.
Not to me. I've also heard through the walls that there's an international component happening as well. So now I'm speculating in my head whether there's some sort of vampire global invasion or something like that, and the military has to get involved to put down this vampire global invasion.
That's fun.
You can just tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm right.
No, there's not a global vampire invasion.
Huh. So you're saying that idea is untapped.
It's a good idea.
Okay. No, I think that's too close to Twilight.
Yeah.
Did you watch Angel?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Is it more grown up? Does he hang out with people his age? And I don't mean 200 years old. I mean, does he hang out with other contemporary adults?
My memory of Angel is vague.
You think Giles is older than Angel is? Not
right. Yeah, for sure. Angel was 26. Dim Sim Kitty confirmed.
Sure.
And Giles,
how old is Giles?
He's like in his late 30s, early 40s.
God. I thought he was so old back in the day.
Yeah.
Now I'd kill. I'd kill to be that age. I literally would kill somebody if I could get that youthful power.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the whole vampire thing, right?
Now that you mention it, it is.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be having a bad time. Do they? All right. Do they have to bite necks to stay alive? Or do they bite necks because they want to?
So you haven't seen like the brief history of Angel part.
I saw some washed out scenes of him and Drusilla.
Did you see when he met that one vampire or demon or whatever that helped him out and like showed him the ropes a little?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You mean that's coming?
They're not going to, they won't die if they don't get human blood, but okay. It's not great for them.
Okay.
Or they need blood of some kind.
Mm. Well, that's different. A lot easier to get blood than it is to get human blood.
Yeah. A lot of buying bags of blood from butcher shops.
I feel like this is every vampire conversation ever recorded in history. So we'll move on.
Okay. Rawr.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, you said you move on.
I'm moving on from wondering general questions about vampires. Like it's a new idea and interesting. I don't know, Becky.
You say that every time, but then you keep watching. What season are you on?
Two.
Oh, my God. I did.
That's the other thing about this show.
Yeah.
There's like 25 episodes in a season.
Yeah.
It's wearing me out.
It's a 90s show. There's a lot of seasons. So your rewatch of Buffy triggered...
No, my watch of Buffy.
Your watch of Buffy triggered my rewatch of Buffy. And I mentioned it to our mutual friend, Liz, friend of the show. And she is now rewatching Buffy. Yeah. But she's doing it more in like a pick and choose kind of way.
I should do that, I think. You might I should get the curated list.
Get it from Liz because she would be really good at it.
I would get it. The only person I would accept approval and a recommendation or a rubric for this from would be Dim Sum Kitty.
It's a good idea.
So Dim Sum Kitty, I'm calling out to you to weigh in on the idea. If I'm getting fatigued, should I watch a curated list or should I just strap in for a long, slow haul? And if the former, I will only watch Dim Sum Kitty's list.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's a lot of pressure.
Anyway, I texted Liz because the thing about Seth Green, you did text to me as well.
Yeah.
And I did. So immediately texted Liz and said, so I'm halfway through season 7 and Dave just texted me.
You're mocking my
Green
pace.
Seth Green is a wolf man. And she laughed. We both had a good laugh. No, if anything, it's mocking my pace because I started after you.
You've got a one-track mind with all of this stuff. Whenever you hook into something, you hook into just that until there's no more of it.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said about that. I don't know what it is or whether it's good or bad, but there's something.
Not everything needs a value judgment.
It's notable. Well, let's agree to disagree on that. You want to talk some takeout? Well, that was Buffy Bites. Arr, you want to talk some takeout?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
I don't know why you did this.
Because we needed a takeout. God, a takeout.
We really do not.
You said we were going to do it every week.
I know. I said a lot of things. I said we should do September 2023. That wasn't a great idea either. You don't have to do it just because I say it, although I did come up with some banging ideas for the rest of the month.
You did. You emailed them to me.
Just not this week.
Yeah, no. This week, I wrote the script. So we...
I did have an idea for this week, and you scrapped it in favor of this. You unilaterally scrapped it.
Oh, well, I had printed.
Yes. After you scrapped the idea, you typed up a script and printed it. Yes.
What was your idea?
The Todd-off.
Todd-off was my idea.
No, it was not.
I went to a bunch of stores and got Todd's.
Yes. Because I said we should have a Todd-off. And you said, great idea. I'll go get Todd's.
And then you said that idea is boring. So I scrapped it. But
I say everything is a bad idea on the podcast.
Listener.
Spoiler, we're having a tot off
next week, and that gives us more time. Maybe we can find some different tots, a little bit of mixing it up, because it's two Kroger. Never mind, forget it. Anyway, yes. So, listener,
you just tried to push the weight of the thinness of this episode's idea onto me when. It's like I'm going up for a slam dunk and you shove me and then you're like, why'd you trip?
Listener, I was on Instagram a couple weeks ago and I saw a post from Dulce Vegan. Dulce Vegan is a bakery and cafe located in our neighborhood, or really, I guess, the neighborhood right next to ours, but it's
our
all
neighborhood.
The same neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our neighborhood vegan cafe.
Hey, without a map, the lines all disappear.
That's right, man. They do. It was a post from Dulce Vegan.
Yeah.
And they posted to say that the Cuban potato salad was back, baby.
Yes.
And that is Dave's favorite potato salad. So I thought we could talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
And that would be it.
Okay. Well, what to say about this potato salad?
What's
in
it?
That has not already been said. It comes in a bowl.
It comes in a bowl. What is in it that makes it special? There's apples.
There's peas.
There's peas. There's green olives. Yes. Yes.
That's it.
And it's diced in like potato. A mayo-based dressing. And there's onions.
Yep.
It is.
It's amazing. It's the best. I ask for it all year long.
But it's seasonal.
I want it in a sandwich. I want there to be a potato salad sandwich. I think that we do ourselves a disservice when we have a world where there's egg salad sandwiches and chicken salad sandwiches, and we don't do macaroni salad sandwiches or potato salad sandwiches. I think it's a no-brainer. I would put macaroni salad on a hoagie with lettuce and carrots and pickles and stuff like that, and that would be a hell of a meal.
I feel like it would fall out. Maybe a, more like
the other salads fall out.
Maybe like a wrap, but macaroni is so slippery. You know what I mean?
Slipperier than egg.
Yeah. Hey, what if it was a potato salad sandwich, but you made the potato salad with that Indian black sulfur salt, so it tasted eggy?
I think I would just make a vegan egg salad sandwich if I were doing that.
Oh, but it would have the potato starchiness.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm looking for an egg vibe from the potato salad. Like, it tastes fine. Why am I trying to change the taste of the potato salad for the sandwich?
That's a good point.
I would just make an egg salad sandwich.
No, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And it's vegan egg salad, everybody. They know. Don't add us.
They know. Nobody's adding us. Please add us.
Please.
We mean not vegan egg salad. Well, that was talking to Cal.
We did it.
Wait, how much does it cost?
What?
Just one more thing to talk about.
The potato salad? Yeah. I have no idea.
$6.95?
Sure.
Okay. $6.95. Money well spent.
It really is.
Yeah. Go get it. If you live in town, go get it. Invite me. I'll come with you. I'll come meet you.
Yes.
I went to Bomb Biscuit since we're talking takeout. And I ordered the vegan biscuit that they have there. And then I ordered hash browns. And the cashier was looking out for me and said, hey, that's not prepared vegan. Is that okay? And I was like, no, good looking out. I'm not going to get that. How about the potatoes? We came up with a plan B. And then I said, you know, I broke out of my shell. I said, you know, I have a vegan podcast. You should listen to it. And she said, oh, really? Do you have a card or something that I can take? I said, I do not. And we just looked at each other and I was like, all right, that's on me. Hey guys, Talking Tofu is the name of the pod. Yeah. You can get it anywhere you get your pods.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. If you want a business card, let me know. I'll make one and send it to you. It was good feedback.
Yeah.
Anybody else got feedback on how to do a podcast? I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, it's Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news, and then we talk about it, sometimes for a little while, sometimes for a little while longer than that. This week's article is from Veg News. It's from our pal Nicole Axworthy. And this one could be a divisive topic in this household. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to argue.
Ooh, am I?
Should you wash your ready-to-eat salad anyway? New study says yes.
Oh, no.
Vindicated. Now, a little backstory here. I am somebody who obsessively washes the salad, the bag salad. I do not trust ready-to-eat. I do not trust triple-washed claims. I do not trust myself when I have washed the whole head last time I opened the bag to get some leaves out. I wash every leaf as I pull it out. I give it a little rinse under the sink. And then I place it down on a drying rack to dry.
Dave is very thorough. I think that this thorough washing of produce is an extension of your general focus on hygiene and cleanliness.
I make no apology for being clean. Mm-hmm. I think you benefit from my cleanliness.
I think I do too.
In both your life?
Yeah.
And in our romance.
Oh, boy.
I'm a hygienic person.
You are.
I take care of myself.
I am disgusting on the other hand.
I'm not saying that. A compliment to me is not an insult to you.
I'm saying that.
You're extrapolating what I'm saying. Yes. A compliment to me.
Yes.
Is not an insult to you.
You're right.
And I'm trying to compliment myself more often.
Oh, I'm glad.
And look at the things that I like about myself.
Good.
And being in an environment where doing so opens you up to criticism for that being a backhanded insult to somebody else makes me more hesitant to do it next time.
Oh.
How often do you wash your bag, Salad?
Never. Never, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It says triple washed. It says ready to eat.
Who says that?
The bag says.
What criteria do they have to put that on the bag?
I don't know. It turns out probably none, and I should be doing it.
The new Netflix documentary, Poisoned, brought up several food safety concerns. That is one movie I will not watch.
No.
Including the ongoing issue of produce contaminated with dangerous bacteria due to sharing land with animal agriculture. But should we be concerned about ready-to-eat greens and veggies? A new study says yes. That's, yeah. They didn't come from, like, they aren't grown in the bag. Mm-mm. Right? Right? The research published in the journal Foods has shed light on the microbiological concerns associated with minimally processed vegetables, MPVs, such as ready-to-eat salads, urging the need for stringent control measures and regulations in the MPV market. However, when eating these products at home, the author suggests that washing them could minimize such risks. The article defined minimal processing as the use of one or more methods to transform plant-based foods into ready-to-eat or ready-to-cook products with an extended shelf life, maintaining the nutritional and sensory quality of fresh vegetables. Shelf life can range from a few days to 2 weeks, depending on various factors. A wide range of vegetables can undergo minimal processing, including leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, root vegetables, and cucumbers. So are they just saying that that process introduces potential contamination?
I think they're saying the minimal processing, because it's not heated or anything. Right. They just cut them up and put them in a bag.
Yeah.
Because the introduction, it being side by side with food animals that are raised for food,
uh-huh,
is the thing that introduces dangerous contaminants, right? Like, that's how we get spinach with E. coli in it, is because it's runoff from a cow farm or a pig farm. So minimal processing is like, it's not processed enough to make it safe.
Well, Nicole seems to back me up a little bit.
Oh, where, okay. Well, then I misunderstood.
And Nicole did the journalism and cites Danielle Maffei, the lead author of the article and a professor in the Department of Agroindustry, Food and Nutrition at the University of Sao Paulo's Luiz de Queiroz College of Agriculture, saying, on the other hand, fresh vegetables and MPVs are frequently associated with foodborne diseases. The link is a matter of concern. MPVs are sanitized and disinfected, but studies show this process can be flawed, putting consumer health in danger. Rigorous controls are needed to avoid flaws and cross-contamination. Maffei highlighted the producer's responsibility in ensuring microbiological quality and safety. Although washing them at home may be considered unnecessary, some consumers can choose to do so for extra safety. And I'm all about extra safety.
You really are. You love extra safety.
I'm a safe person.
It's true.
I like to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I like for my family to be safe.
Your risk threshold is low.
I'm alarmed at the risk you're introducing into my life by not adopting the same washing of a bag practice. Now, what about a veggie that you buy at the grocery store? I'm sorry, the grocery store. You don't wash it?
Sure, I wash
it. You buy a cucumber, you wash it.
Yeah.
You buy a tomato, you wash it?
Gotta wash it.
You buy a tomato, you wash it?
Wash it.
You buy squash, you wash it?
They don't say ready to eat.
You buy broccoli, you wash it?
Yes, I was washing broccoli earlier when I was making this food that we're going to eat.
Okay. All right. Just saying. You're pretty proud of how you didn't do it before. Now it seems like you're going to change your ways?
Yes.
Yes? Even though it takes a few minutes?
Thank you, Nicole Axworthy, for adding minutes to my dinner making routine.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Talking Tovu.
Hey, welcome back.
September continues.
Yes.
And with a bit of a fancy layer, we're being fancy tonight.
Yes. So, listener, I was looking around to try to find a new potato product to try, and I stumbled upon a recipe for making gnocchi in the air fryer. And I thought, that sounds fun. Crispy on the outside, pillowy on the inside. And the recipe said it worked with frozen or store-bought, like shelf-stable gnocchi. So I put some in our... I made a special trip to the grocery store.
Wow.
To get this.
Wow. Now, which grocery store did you go to?
I went to Kroger.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ordered it. I picked it up.
Okay.
Tonight, I prepared it according to the directions, and then I sautéed up some onions and garlic and broccoli in olive oil and added it to the gnocchi, and I tossed in some balsamic vinegar and Italian seasoning and crushed red pepper.
Okay.
And kind of tossed it all together in a saucy way.
Wow.
And here we are.
Here we are.
So I don't remember what brand this was, but it was just like a generic...
Should we get forks? Whoa.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to grab this guy right here.
All right.
So I'm grabbing one all on its own, no
now,
veggies.
What's your history with gnocchi?
I love it. And I don't know why I don't eat it more often.
Now, for the cavemen out there, what is gnocchi?
It's like pasta meets mashed potato in a little pillowy puff.
Yeah.
So to make it, you mash up your potatoes.
Yeah.
They are starchy. And you mix them with just enough flour so that it isn't wet anymore. And it forms this dough, and you slice up the dough. And you can boil it, bake it.
Yeah.
Or air fry it, apparently.
Yeah.
And it's like a pasta-ish vibe to me, but from potatoes.
Yeah.
So we're on texture first. The flavor is...
Okay.
Was mostly me.
Oh, well, okay. So you want to talk about the texture?
Yes.
I thought it was a little hard.
Yeah, I feel like they got a little hard. I don't know. The way that the recipe I followed made it look like they were going to be all brown on the outside.
Right. Right.
So I let them cook. It gave a range of cooking times. I let it cook for almost the full time because, yeah. And they still weren't as brown as in the picture.
Huh.
But yeah, they were a little bit harder than I expected them to be. I expected more of a light crisp, and they're more like borderline crunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get in there.
Yeah.
Not fluffy.
Not fluffy.
Kind of like taffy.
Yeah, gnocchi is kind of a light, fluffy, pillowy experience. And this was more like crunchy on the outside, a little chewy, I would say, on the inside.
I got to be honest, it's a step away from the experience that I crave with gnocchi.
Yeah, I agree.
I want like fluffy salad gnocchi. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to feel like I'm being good to myself. And if I'm being bad to myself, I want to be feeling like I'm being really bad to myself, you know? Like, there's no little bad, you know?
I agree.
I still liked it.
Wouldn't it be so funny if we were mispronouncing it all this whole time?
I'm telling it the way you told me to say it.
I know, but am I wrong?
Gnocchi.
I'm not.
Gnocchi.
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 Gnocchi. It's kind of in between.
I don't think you need to...
Then I'm going to go back to saying
your mustache on that.
I'm going to go back to saying gnocchi because
that's gnocchi. That's what she is saying.
Gnocchi feels.
She's not saying gnocchi. She's saying gnocchi.
Okay.
She's got an accent.
Yeah.
You're doing the accent. You're doing a little accent work on the podcast. Right now.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I regret it. Gnocchi. Yeah.
bit of a character on the podcast right now. Is this a new character?
No.
Is this a new segment? Can we expect a visit from our friend in the future? She have a name?
Gnocchi.
She have a name?
I was saying no, but yeah. I was saying that was funny.
Yeah,
that was a good joke. Noel.
Noel.
Yeah. So I felt like the texture was like not ideal. I would need to tinker with the cooking time. I think that I was going off of the picture. I should have trusted my gut because earlier in the cooking process, I was like, this is feeling done in my heart.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like the picture, and so I'm going to keep going. Okay. And I should not have done that.
Yeah.
I should have listened to what my belly was telling me.
All right. But the concept of gnocchi.
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
For me, 9 out of 10.
Hell yeah. So
I'm not going to rate this execution of gnocchi. Because you're my wife.
Okay.
Your decisions, I can make statements on things without them being judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal stance I have on stuff.
Yeah. So, I love to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. You try to demonize me, but I just keep thwarting your attempts. But I'm going to say, keep at it.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I will say I thought the sauce was great, but I thought the texture was not ideal. So I look forward to eating the rest of it for dinner just very soon.
When you said mashed potatoes, it made me want mashed potatoes.
I know.
You probably shouldn't have done that.
I'll do a shepherd's pie tomorrow.
Do you want to have a snack?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have something special? Ooh, okay. Surprise snack.
Utz Red Hot Flavored Potato Chips. Now, I was raving about Zapps. Love a Zapps.
Mm-hmm.
Zapps, one of the cool things that I like about Zapps is that their bag art looks classic. Like, it's got stripes on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big white section on the bag.
It's got that swoopy font, too, that goes, like, diagonally.
It looks like a relic in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Utz takes that and runs with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all Utz chips look like the cheap chips.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No.
They and Wise got the same thing going on, where it's like, nobody's talking about you guys. Nobody's talking about you and your chips. I don't even know, does Wise do chips that aren't plain and sour or salt and vinegar?
I don't know. I can't even remember the last time I saw Wise chips in the store.
Remember them, though?
The owl? Yeah, okay. The little owl.
Yeah.
I got to say,
he's wise.
He is wise.
Yeah.
Anytime I think about Utz chips, I think about that Mad Men episode where they're recording he says, Utz are better than nuts.
I thought he said he's nuts for Utz.
Utz are better than nuts. Okay. He's at the bar. They're giving him nuts and he doesn't like them and he wants Utz chips.
Punches Don Draper.
He does punch Don Draper because Don Draper slept with his wife. Spoiler.
Hey. If Don Draper slept with you,
Mm-hmm.
I'd do my best to understand.
You would understand.
I would say. Be upset that I was left out.
You didn't call me?
Right. All right, we're going to tear into these.
Yeah.
I don't know that we should have gotten the family size.
Did I get these? I think this was just the size.
No, this is what I got. I got them.
Okay. So are these supposed to be like Red Hots the candy? No.
No.
Oh, well, you said Red Hot flavored and I pictured...
Gross. Cinnamon chips?
It seemed gross.
Disgusting.
All
right. So here's the thing. It's a thin chip.
It's not a kettle chip.
It's a thin chip, but it's a bready chip. Take a bite. Good heat.
Look how dark mine is. Yeah. Mine has a lot of Red Hot on it.
Not greasy. Kind of a Pringles sensation from the chip itself.
I'm not getting Pringles. These are really good.
You're not getting it?
The heat hits you right away, but then it blossoms too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are good. These almost feel like a spicy barbecue to me.
This is a top tier chip.
Yeah, these are incredible. I want one more.
Mm-hmm.
This is me spoiling my supper.
Yeah. Oh. The heat keeps you coming back too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little mini ride that your mouth goes on.
It's a little sweet up front. Then the heat gets you in the back. But there's no sugar. Mm, yes, there is.
Mm. That was a good chip. Give me one more.
You want one more because it's sweet up front.
Yeah.
And then the heat blooms and you're like, ooh, a little more
That's
sweet.
That's what I was just saying. The ride. It's a ride.
Mm.
Okay.
I gotta stop eating these.
Okay. I got a little surprise. I'll be right back.
Will you take these into the kitchen? So I stop eating them? Thank you. Another surprise. Listener. Dave has returned. He has his laptop with him. Ooh, I'm excited. What could it be?
Well,
what could it be?
It's funny that you said it's is better than nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because since September has hit, I've been thinking about the catchphrases and the slogans for all the chip companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to play a little game.
Oh.
By this, I mean you're going to play a game all by yourself.
Chip slogan game?
It's called the Slow Game. And this is for all the chip companies. I'm going to read the slogans.
Oh, boy.
And you tell me what chip company does the slogan. And the winner gets a kiss from me. That's right. Okay.
Oh, so that gasp was fine.
Yeah, because it's about me.
Yeah.
That's an appropriate gasp.
Gotcha.
That's something worth...
I think I see where we are now.
Yeah, thank you. All right, layup for the first one. Low-hanging fruit.
Mm.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Lays?
Yes, Lays. Layup. You got it.
It was a Lays up.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Wasn't even a hint. I'm not going to go in order here because I'm going to try to balance difficulty... All right. The original corn chip. I know we're in September, but we're talking about chips. The original corn chip.
The original corn chip? I've never even heard that slogan. Is it like Fritos?
It's Fritos. You're
really?
Doing great.
Wow.
You have found your calling.
Finally.
Chip slogan.
At age 44, here we are.
All right. Gonna get a little tougher now.
Oh, boy.
Gonna get
Is
a
it
little
laissez
tougher.
Les bons hommes?
Nope. They are not on this list. For the bold. For the bold.
Oh, I know this one. Oh my God. I can picture it. I can picture the way it comes in on the screen in the commercial. I feel like it's
bold.
A Pringles, but like a very specific Pringles. No.
It's not Pringles.
For the bold. Ugh. Is it Doritos?
It's Doritos.
Okay, yeah,
Look at
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Look at you. All right, this is going too well for you. So,
oh, no.
Liking us is easy. Crunching is too.
Never heard that before.
Liking us is easy. Crunching is too.
Liking us is easy. Crunching is too.
I will say that this company, I've never seen a printed or video advertisement from.
Okay.
But I do know who this company is, and you will too.
Kettle brand?
No, so sorry. Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Yeah.
I have never seen an ad for them either.
All right, we'll do a little palate cleanser here for you.
Thanks.
Blank Haveridges.
Ruffles.
That's right. Gonna go hard again.
Okay. I always go hard.
For the love of the chip. The love of the chip.
Lay's?
You've already guessed Lay's.
Okay, so
we're not duplicating here. Mm-hmm. For the love of the chip.
This, I'm familiar with this slogan too, and I can't think of what brand it is. For the love of the chip. I give up, I think, on this one. I'm going to call a pass on this one.
Tostitos. They do it for the love of the chip, which, strange to me, I think Tostitos lives or dies by what you're dipping in it.
Yeah, Tostitos are not good chips.
It's the love of the dip. Mm-hmm. It's the love of the dip.
Yeah.
Find out more about that later this month.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Another hard one. It's hard to say no. It's an admittedly lazy slogan. Give you a little hint because you're stone-faced right now. You have already guessed this company.
Pringles.
I'm so sorry.
Kettle. It's hard to say
hard
no.
Hard to say no. Easy if you're me. If Zaps is in the aisle, it's easy for me to say no.
When we have those salt and pepper kettle chips in the pantry, it is hard for me to say no. I eat them every day until they're gone.
Dangerously cheesy.
But we already did Doritos. Dangerously cheesy.
Doritos are not dangerous.
Who's dangerously Cheetos?
Yes. Chester is a dangerous motherfucker.
A lot of corn chips on this list.
I didn't say potato chip slogan.
You're right.
They weren't chips. I already disclaimed that.
You're right.
All right. Two more.
Okay.
This one. Close to your heart.
Once you pop, you can't stop?
Nope.
Okay.
Get snacking.
I love to get snacking. Yeah. Oh, it's my favorite thing. Get snacking.
Yeah.
Wise.
Nope.
No.
So sorry. Utz.
Utz.
Yeah, we just had it.
It's close to my heart, literally, because it's on its way into my belly. Yeah.
It's clogging those arteries. All right. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Pringles.
That's right. It's Pringles. Good job. You got a lot of them.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you won. You won.
I did.
You won the inaugural slow game.
I loved it. Yeah, when do I collect my prize?
It's 6 to 8 weeks. And there will be 40% taken out of it.
Right. For taxes. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Fair enough.
We got a letter?
We do. All right. Dim Sim Kitty writes, my tongs theory. The tongs that came out right after were already assigned to that dish. So when she went back to look for some for you, there weren't any others to spare.
I think we've already done this one.
Shit. Or did you read it?
No.
Okay. Hang on. Just hang on. Stop pressuring me.
But Dim Sum Kitty, in the event that we did not already do that one, that's wrong. And it's insulting that you would take the stranger's side just to disagree with me. I think that's petty. And I expect better from, you know, number one fan, top fan.
We do not have a letter.
We don't?
No.
Hold on. Here we go. Daniel writes in to tell us, y'all are great together. Thanks, Daniel. Breaks the rules a little bit.
Daniel, thank you for your letter.
Yes, thank you, Daniel.
It was such a sweet thing to say. Yes. I love to hear it.
Makes my heart just roll off into the sunset.
And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, I forgot to say that if you'd like to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G, or slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to everyone. I really do. Just ask Daniel.
Do a review too.
Yeah, do a review. It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. If you do a review, we will read it on the pod.
If you do a review, we will read it to you on if the you pod. Do.
Oh. Go ahead. Oh, no, I thought we were ahead. Just going to keep it snappy. You just want to do snappy. That chant? Yeah, it's good.
That's fine.
If you do a review, we will read it for you.
No, to you.
To you. Yeah. Hey, if also.
Just to be clear, you cut my continued song off to focus on just the short part.
And then I did it wrong. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Just so I'm clear.
Yeah. We're on the same page. Hey, also do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show.
And if you need cards, business cards, let me know. Hey, we'll do a printable one on the website.
Oh, that'd be cute. That'll be cute.
You said that in a way that you're like, that's no.
No, that'll be cute.
We're not going to do that.
We'll figure that out. I am glitter. God, I'm so hungry. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader everywhere. Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.